In London lived a crafty old miser who had a son blessed in every degree, in whom kind nature bestowed all her treasure. No one in his gifts was more happy than he. This youth by his father a merchant was bred, and greatly his fortunes improved by his trade. His carriage and mien were much admired, his company was by all persons desired. Urgent occasions to Holland did call him, that he for his voyage with speed did prepare. But what sad grief, alas, did befall him, you all in the sequel of story shall hear. When he of his friends had taken his leave, who at his departure all greatly did grieve. On shipboard he went, and with a fresh gale he ploughed up the waves and for Holland did fail. When he had reached the coast he intended, he presently managed his weighty affair, where he by all was beloved and befriended, so courteous and kind he to all did appear. A crafty Dutch merchant, observing his care, who had a fine daughter, both virtuous and fair, to dine at his house he the youth did invite, who gladly beheld the young virgin so bright. Her beauty struck him to such admiration that in his soft heart kindled a flame, which quickly grew to so loving a passion, he thought he ne'er see so melting a dame. The beautiful maid was equally moved. She thought the brave youth did deserve to be loved. Thus did blind Cupid scatter his darts, and equally wounded these lovers' tender hearts. Then with kind and feeling addresses, the noble young lover accosted his dame. She could not resist his modest embraces, her heart was possessed with so equal a flame. His virtuous attempt he did daily improve, and chiefly pursued the blessed business of love, till love in their hearts began to be free. They vowed to each other they'd ever faithful be. The happy time they appointed to marry, and things were preparing against the blessed day. But here, alas, how their hopes did miscarry, what accident happened to call him away. A letter from England, from's father there came, commanding him straight to return home again. and that he with speed must in England arrive, if e'er he would see his poor father alive. Never was youth under such a vexation. These tidings did all his comforts destroy. Loaded with such weighty oppressions, he put off that bliss he so hoped to enjoy. Then taking his leave of the flower of his love, vowing forever be constant would prove, and with all speed fly over the main, that soon to his dearest he might return again. Then with speed he to England did haste him, but found his old father recovered again, who welcomed his son and kindly embraced him, and joyed to see him on this side the main. The father a farther speech then began, and laid his commands in these words on his son: I have took care to choose you a bride, a beautiful fortune, and must not be denied. The son replied, Good father, I beg you, don't force me to marry with one you have chose, for I am betrothed to a virgin already, and urge me not, pray, to forfeit my vows. The father fell into a violent rage, and charged him on his blessing with her to engage, or else he must never expect he would own a child so undutiful to be his son. His father forced him to make his addresses, whilst he with her parents the match did conclude. The son his first contract to the lady confesses, and told her those vows he resolved should stand good. His constancy she did greatly commend, and told him in all things she would stand his friend. Rather than's father's good will he should lose, they'd take it on part his suit to refuse. By this time a merchant to Holland went over, who told the Dutch lady her love she must lose, that in England he was going to marry another, a beautiful fortune his father had chose. This news conveyed horror into every part. She burst into tears, in few days broke her heart. Dying she cried as she beat her white breast, Faithless young lover, thou ne'er shall have rest. That night strange dismal thoughts did possess him, as restless upon his pillow he lay, whilst these cares and fears did oppress him. A light in his room shone brighter than day, the ghost of his love crowned with gold, did appear, with drops of blood hanging on every hair. She slowly moved on and approached his bedside, and with a shrill voice to her frighted love she cried, "From silent shades I come to discover, I'm she whom you love, now submitted to fate. I heard you paid your vows to another, but no, it's all false, now alas, 'tis too late. The vows you have made forever maintain, for we in blessed shades ere long shall meet again. By this time the cock for morning had crew, she vanquished in light, and so bid him adieu." Thus he lay in a sad consternation, distracted he grew for loss of his love, living but just to give the relation, and then took his flight to Elysium Grove, between the two fathers, to hear of their grief, would force us to yield them our tears for relief. Parents, let this a warning to ye prove, you ne'er force your children to falsify their love.